This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This month, a neuroscientist and his team announced that the ceremonial first kick at this year's World Cup opening in Brazil would be completed by a paralyzed teenager using an exoskeleton attached to their brain. Prosthetic robotic devices connected to the human brain are becoming more common. You may remember a video a few years ago of a woman at the University of Pittsburgh feeding herself chocolate with a robot arm. Well, for today's installment of our sports and tech series, Gaming the System, we'll hear from a guy who works in this field. Dr. Michael Bollinger is chair of the Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Department at the University of Pittsburgh. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I understand there's a number scale as you judge how a human might interact with a prosthetic that's being controlled by their brain.
So a simple way of thinking about this is one degree of freedom of control means that you can actually control the movement of an object along a line, kind of similar to the game of Space Invaders, where the little alien that shot things just moved back and forth along the bottom of a screen.
What's the next level up?
2 degrees of freedom would be controlling a mouse, really along two lines now, up and down and side to side. And then it gets even more complicated and more degrees of freedom if you want to control a hand.
I get the impression that you're a little bit skeptical about the possibility of someone who is paralyzed being able to actually stand up and kick the first ball in the World Cup.
I think it's an achievable task. There are several of those exoskeletons in existence, and they have a computer chip on board that actually does a lot of the control work for them. Where it becomes much more difficult would be if the brain was responsible for controlling the motion of the legs itself.
And this is a very, I would imagine, slow process of having total control and being able to do it in a live sports situation.
Well, sure, if you could give someone an exoskeleton that made them stronger, then you'd have this super athlete because they'd think, and instead of it having to travel down the nerves in our body, which are relatively slow compared to electrical wires.
So wait. Hold on. You're telling me that our neural network is not as fast as electronic wires?
Yes. We don't have it figured out to the degree where we can do that, but all of that could happen more quickly with electronics.
So what are the barriers that remain then?
You know, one barrier that remains is that in the absence of sensation, it's hard to get really robust and good control.
That, I imagine, is a very complicated technological hurdle. Part of my interaction as someone who's playing with a basketball or playing with a soccer ball is how the ball feels.
Especially in sport, where the high-level athletes do everything unbelievably well. It's not just their ability to react, it's their ability to sense. It's, you know, if the basketball is rotating, you can tell that by when you're dribbling the basketball.
Dr. Michael Bollinger is the chair of the Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at the University of Pittsburgh's School of Medicine. Dr. Bollinger, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.